Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You'll want to get your Bibles when you hear that bell. And today, turn to the book of Luke. We'll be looking at Luke chapter 17 and 18. And in fact, the lesson that we'll be studying is a Sunday school lesson that was written for February 11th, 1923, on the spirit of prayer. And we'll be looking at Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 14 for that text. And it'll take several days to go through this lesson and to do it justice. So while you're turning your Bible to Luke 17, in just a moment, I'm going to begin reading in Luke 17 and verse 20. While you're turning there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And the Sunday school lesson we're going to be looking at was written many years ago by E.A. Elam. And I have it in a little book called Elam's Notes on Bible School Lessons 1923. Now let's begin reading. We're going to look at Luke chapter 17 and beginning in verse 20. And being asked by the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God cometh, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo, here or there, for lo, the kingdom of God is within you. Luke 17:22. And he said unto his disciples, the days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, lo there, lo here, go not away, nor follow after them. For as the lightning, when it lighteneth, cometh out of one part under heaven, shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things, and be rejected of this generation. And as it came to pass in the days of Noah, even so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, even as it came to pass in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But in the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, and destroyed them all. After the same manner it shall be in the day that the Son of Man is revealed. In that day he shall be on the housetop, and his goods in the house. Let him not go down and take them away. Let him that is in the field likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife? Whosoever shall seek to gain his life shall lose it, but whoso shall lose his life shall preserve it. I say unto you, in that night there shall be two men on one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. There shall be two women grinding together. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. And they answered, saying unto him, where, Lord? And he said unto them, where the body is, thither will the eagles also be gathered together. Now, Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them, to the end that they ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge who feared not God, nor regarded not man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came often to him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man. Yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest she wear me out by her continual coming. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his elect, that cry unto him day and night, and yet he is long-suffering over them? I say unto you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Luke 18 and verse 9. And he spake also this parable unto certain who trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and set all others at naught. Two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee, I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all I get. But the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be thou merciful to me, a sinner. And I say unto you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. We're going to stop the reading right there at Luke 18 and verse 14. Now there is a golden text for this lesson, and the golden text is Psalm 51 and verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. And the devotional reading for this lesson is found in the fourth psalm. Here it is. It has an inscription for the chief musician on stringed instruments, a psalm of David. Psalm 4 and verse 1. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast set me at large when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long shall my glory be turned into dishonor? How long will ye love vanity and seek after falsehood? Selah. But know that Jehovah hath set apart for himself him that is godly. Jehovah will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness, and put your trust in Jehovah. Many there are that say, Who will show us any good? Jehovah, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than they have when their grain and their new wine are increased. For in peace I will both lay me down and sleep, for thou, Jehovah, alone makest me to dwell in safety. Let me read the introduction to this Sunday school lesson. It is about the necessity of prayer. The subject of this lesson is the spirit of prayer. It is very essential to have the spirit of prayer, to live in the atmosphere of prayer, and to appreciate the privilege of prayer. But this can be done only as the necessity of prayer is realized. Since it was necessary for Jesus to pray so much, for the apostles to pray so much, for the early disciples of Jesus to continue steadfastly in prayer, it is also necessary for us to do so now. Now there are conditions of acceptable prayer. The two parables of this lesson illustrate two conditions of acceptable prayer, namely, importunity and humility. Now, these are not the only conditions of acceptable prayer. And wherever prayer is answered, it must be inferred that all conditions of acceptable prayer have been complied with. You see, prayer must be offered by faith. We read in Hebrews 11:6, "Without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after Him." James 1, verses 5 through 8 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing doubting. For he that doubteth is like the scourge of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways." Now, adding to that necessity of faith in prayer, there's also the idea of penitence. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 22, Peter said to Simon, who harbored wickedness in his heart, "Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray the Lord, if perhaps the thought of thine heart shall be forgiven thee." We are to pray in humility, and we'll be studying about that in this lesson, but also in reverence and in awe for God. Hebrews 12 and verse 28 says, "Wherefore, receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us have grace whereby we may offer service well-pleasing to God with reverence and awe." We pray for forgiveness in the spirit of forgiveness. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 12 through 15, we read that the Lord taught us to pray, "Forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And bring us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." And then this explanation, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, then neither will your heavenly Father forgive you." We are to pray in obedience and in submission to God. We read in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 22, "Whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight." And 1 John 5, 14 and 15, "This is the boldness we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions wherewith we have asked for." We read that we are to pray in resignation to God. Jesus Himself is an example of this. In Luke chapter 22 and verse 42, Jesus said, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." And so we are to pray in accordance with God's will. "If I regard iniquity in my heart, and the Lord, the Lord will not hear," it says in Psalm 66 and verse 18. And again, Proverbs 28 and verse 9, "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination." Jesus teaches His disciples how to pray, as John the Baptist taught his in Luke 11 and verse 1. "Let all study the teachings of Jesus and learn how to pray." Now, in the next class, we're going to begin looking at these two stories Jesus told about prayer, the spirit of prayer, in that first part of Luke 18. So take that and mark that in your Bibles. We may want to close this session with a prayer. You can pray your own prayer. I'll be praying as soon as we go off the air. And let's make it a habit to have prayer in our lives. I hope you will find occasion to come visit us at the Rockcliff Church of Christ.